Hey there, thanks for coming. Take a seat.
Time to retire to the drawing room.
So are you going? Have you booked your tickets yet? Perhaps you've booked out an entire cinema for the family, because I hear that's what some folk are doing for next week's release of Star Wars: The Force Awakens. And in case you can't get enough Star Wars for one summer, there's a lot of Star Wars. You also have an opportunity to check out Australia's largest collection of Star Wars art, thanks to Colin Kay, who's in the studio with me now. Hi, Colin. So are you a bit of a Star Wars obsessive? You must be.
Well, I actually believe in a lot. Way back in 1978 when it came out, I actually didn't see it then.
You missed it.
James Bond was my thing. I missed it. Yes, I did miss it.
Sometimes you do miss things, don't you? Yeah, like, they pass you by somehow.
Well, surfing was my culture and rock and roll, so I saw the Beatles. So I didn't see Star Wars when it came out, but I love the artwork, and that's always been something that's sort of possessed me at the heart level. And we've been able to put together this amazing exhibition called The Art of Star Wars and Superheroes, and it's the biggest collection of Star Wars artwork to ever come to Australia. And the art is actually created by artists that work for Lucasfilm/Disney now, because Disney owns Lucas, and it's created around the film, either scenes from the film or based on the films. And these artists, they create an original artwork, a one-off piece, and George Lucas has first right of refusal on those, and they sell, believe it or not, for somewhere between $10,000 and $30,000 each. And then from that, they create these beautiful limited edition prints, which are printed on canvas or paper, and all signed by these artists. And many of these artists are famous artists who've worked for Disney and many other big studios. And so the show that we've put together for people who want to come down and have a look at will literally be a journey through the life and times of the whole Star Wars saga, including some images from the new movie that's about to come out.
Including the new movie?
Yes, in fact, look at that. I know your viewers can't see it.
Yeah, no. Oh, that is a very... Can you describe that, given I've just got to look at it and they haven't?
It's by an artist called Jerry Vanderstelt, who's one of the famous artists. And it's literally the starfish ships flashing across the water, very low to the water, painted in beautiful colours, in silvers and blues and greys. And that just gives you a feel of the quality of the artwork. The artwork is so well done that I've actually put some of these beside the originals, and you literally cannot pick the difference. Recently, just have you ever been to any of these Comic-Cons or Supernova events?
No.
No. There, I hadn't seen Star Wars and you hadn't been there, so we're now equal.
Yeah, we're equal. I can tell you I watch Star Wars every weekend on repeat because my daughter's obsessed, so... Mm-hmm.
And it has been on, hasn't it?
I am entrenched. I am. Save me. Save me.
Well, you've had a very intense few weeks because I know it's been on every night, Channel 10, I think, every night. So the artists who create this artwork are very talented in their own right, besides the fact they do stuff. For any artist actually to be selected by Lucasfilms, it's like the pinnacle at the moment. Some of the famous artists like Brian Rood has been working for them. Literally all he's doing now is Star Wars artwork. And incidentally, just to show you how big this new film is, I had a client in the other day and he was buying a piece off me. And he said to me, you know, I have booked the entire gold class for the family. So he booked the whole gold class. And IMAX are showing it 24 hours a day, midnight, 3 in the morning, 6 in the morning. And I was told the other day, either for the first week or for the first 2 weeks, it is totally booked out. You cannot get a ticket. So if you go, I asked you if you've been to Comic-Con or something. If you go to these events, these are big comic fairs, and they attract 20, 30, 40,000 people.
I know what they are. I just haven't been. I know what they are.
We want you to come to the next one. And these kids, they just dress up in every imaginable. I was at one recently. I was telling a producer, and I was standing there talking to a guy with a box on his head with two eyes, and I don't know who I was talking to. But they
so many options. Could be anyone.
Right. But the work they put in, you know, some of these guys come like Darth Vader, and you look at it, and you swear you're talking to Darth Vader. The work and time, they are possessed by it. We were at one of these big events recently, and there was a queue 2 hours long to see Stan Lee, who's the Marvel artist. One of the guys I had who came in to help me out, we had about six people there, said, oh, God, who are all these weirdos dressed up? And he came back to me about an hour later, and he said, I've got to tell you, these are the nicest bunch of kids you'd ever meet. And they are. This genre draws this amazing quality out of people.
So how do you explain the fanatical response to Star Wars and its intergenerational power, which is the bit that gets me, that just across every single demographic, generation, gender, class, race. This thing is in us now.
That's a very tough question. I was talking earlier about Walt Disney and sort of the world that he created, which is in the world of imagination and enchantment. And everything we see today in the modern genre, be it Star Wars, actually takes its link way back to then. If you talk to any of these artists who work on Star Wars, you talk Disney and their eyes, just it's like the Holy Grail. That's where it all came from. And I think it sounds a funny word to even say with Star Wars. It's enchantment. Mm. People get lost in a whole nother world. I think there's so much stuff going out there at the moment that we don't really want to know about, that this takes them just on this marvelous journey, you know, into another world. And you see it when you go to these comic cons. They are in another world.
And that intergenerational element, which I find fascinating, you know, like the fact that I have a kid that's six that could be that obsessed with something that has been going for that long. Is that part of its magic as well, that it connects parents, grandparents with kids? And actually, it isn't a new thing that the parents don't get. They get it too. Everyone's getting it.
Do you know, the answer is yes, but the kid of six, actually, you and I know who Han Solo is, you and I know who Vader is and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
These kids actually think that that character exists in real life. And I'll give you a great example of that. We had a huge Simpsons show at our gallery and we had Nancy Cartwright as our special guest. So there are people everywhere. There's hundreds of people there. So we put all the kids down the front and I brought Nancy out and she starts to speak in the voice of Bart. Now, the kids down the front, they couldn't get it because Bart exists.
Yes.
Bart is he's a person just like you and I. He exists. And so it is with this. For your six-year-old, Chewbacca, he exists. It's not someone in a suit. Chewbacca exists. And so that's the magic of it. In fact, Peter Mayhew, who plays the part of Chewbacca, was out here recently in Adelaide at Supernova, and the queue was, you know, hundreds of yards long. People from your little six-year-old right up to 60-year-olds. We get the whole spectrum of people come in. It touches everyone.
On RN Drive, you're in the drawing room, and my guest is Colin Kay. He's the curator of Silver Kay Gallery. He's about to launch a special Star Wars exhibition is the word that normal people would use, imminently.
You look very normal to me.
Mostly. Is there a name for this genre? I mean, superhero art, sci-fi art, like what is
well,
it?
Well, the word sci-fi, I was thinking about that the other night, I thought, is there a name for it? I can't really think of a name. It is the world of modern art, I guess, for want of a word. Star Wars, even though it goes back to 78, so it isn't really modern, is it?
But no, that's the thing. It's
but
old.
Back then, it was not art being created. Like the world of art that's around Star Wars really came in about 10 years ago it really started. And now it is huge. Some of these editions that come out, and they're editions of, say, 100 or 150 pieces, some of them will sell out in 3 and 4 weeks. And in the old days, the printing of art was done by silkscreen or lithography, but today it's a G-clay print, so a computer picks it up and sprays the droplets at a million droplets a second, which sounds like something from Star Wars, doesn't it?
Yeah,
a million
totally.
Droplets a second. But when you look at them, and I've put them beside the originals, you simply cannot pick the difference. I'm not really answering your question. I'm getting a bit excited about
you're
the artwork.
Excited. If you're excited, we're all excited, Colin. Who are some of the other artists that are commissioned? Are there any names that are sort of someone who knows a little
about art? A very famous guy, which your listeners will know, is a guy called Ralph McQuarrie. Ralph McQuarrie basically was the concept designer for Vader. He died a couple of years ago, and he was a genius, without question. And, you know, when the first Star Wars was made, you've got to remember, they were all little models. You know, you look at them, you see these big starships, but they were little models. And today there'll be a lot of animated work done on computers with it. Ralph McQuarrie was this amazing concept drawer, and he created a lot of these games. We will have in our show, I think we've got 4 or 5 pieces from Ralph McQuarrie's collection. There's lots of, I mentioned there, Jerry Wagner, Jerry Van der Stelt. There's a lot of different artists who are involved, but there's certain ones like Ralph McQuarrie that are at the top of the tree. Brian Rood is very talented. He does some amazing work. Some of them do in watercolour washes. This guy works a lot in opaque wash and oil colours. They do it in all different sort of genres.
And who buys the work? Is it a cross section?
Everyone. Now, let me tell you, the parents buy it. The little kids come in when they're 6 or 7, and they are just, I mean, I've had kids in tears because mum won't buy them one and all that sort of stuff.
Ah, yeah.
But it's interesting. Actually, I would say the biggest collectors are people who are single because they probably haven't got a mortgage and they haven't got
a bit more disposable income.
Might be living at home with mum and dad and all that stuff. But everyone does. It touches from, I mean, I was 28 in 1978. So those people today are in their 60s and they come in and they just love it because it takes them on a journey back, even though this is a new modern film that's coming out.
Which Star Wars character is the most popular?
That's a great question. I was going to ask you. You beat me to the punch. Mm. Which, what do you think are the four most popular selling?
Me? I
love it. Come on.
Hang on a minute. There's I ask the
v.
questions around here.
All right.
Darth Vader.
I want to come back on this program. That would be nice.
Han Solo. Maybe not?
No. He probably.
Chewbacca?
Chewbacca. Vader. Chewbacca.
Obviously, Princess Leia.
No? Yes,
well,
no.
Well, she's in my house.
Yes, I know. She's in every good way. She's a really big one. Vader, Chewbacca. Now, who's the guy that sits in... Luke's popular.
Luke's very popular.
Well, he's very popular. And there is talk that in the new film that Luke might be going over to the dark side. Now, no one knows.
No one can handle that.
No one
can handle that.
Probably the biggest selling character after Vader is Yoda.
Ah, Yoda's awesome.
Is huge. So they're your big ones. I mean, you have people come in, they want Darth Maul, and there's so many characters in the whole Star Wars genre that you could go on forever. But there are probably five or six. Leia is popular. Princess Leia is popular.
Yeah,
don't
so
get
what
me
I was
in.
Hoping. I was thinking, I'm worried about this.
She is, but those four that Chewbacca, Vader, you know, they're the big ones.
Had Padme, like, what's that? That's how I pronounce her
Padme,
name?
Padme, yeah.
My daughter's obsessed with
her. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have one down there. Bring her down.
She loves Padme.
And we'll have a beautiful Princess Leia for you.
Do you have any on your lounge room wall?
One.
Which one?
Yoda.
You were trying to talk Yoda up. I noticed that.
I've got a lot of Beatle photographs.
Is this a big part of your life? Like you said, you missed Star Wars originally. You're clearly on the Star Wars bandwagon now. You're leading it in some ways here.
Oh, it is. It is. Yeah. You cannot work in a place that I work in and have every second person coming in asking you about Star Wars and not get involved in it. And being 65 years of age and speaking to lots of people who are in their 20s and 30s, it keeps you young. And these people are just so enthusiastic about it. So you can't help but take the journey with them.
I've got to ask you the most important question of all. What happens after Star Wars?
Star Wars 7?
It'll end.
Well,
what will happen?
You know, Disney are not stupid.
Can we deal with that emotionally?
Will there be Star Wars 8? That's the question.
So you think is that your answer? Never-ending?
I think until we see it, you know, people are saying, God, I hope it's good. I hope they get it right. Disney are very good at getting things right.
They are.
And I would
But there is a risk, isn't there, that they might be tempted and over-egg it.
Yes, there is. And they have messed up a few things in their day, but very little. They are very, very, very good at this. And this film is actually tipped to gross potentially $2 billion at the office, which will be the biggest box office film of all time. Now, if it does that, there's no way Disney won't do another one.
Wow. Thank you so much for coming in and having this chat.
It's been lovely meeting you. Thank you so much.
And that's Colin Kay. He's the curator of Silver Kay Gallery in Australia's biggest Star Wars art exhibition. Now, that Star Wars art exhibition is on from December the 12th to March the 13th at Silver Kay Gallery in Melbourne. But, of course, from December the 17th, the rest of Australia can head to any cinema anywhere and see Star Wars The Force Awakens. Well, apparently you might not be able to the first few weeks because it's booked out, actually.
it is,
but at some point, I'm sure someone will make it available to you. We can't wait.